The cold snap affecting many parts of the UK is set to continue for the rest of the week. Up to 50 centimetres of snow has fallen across higher ground in Scotland and northern England, and the UK Met Office has issued severe weather warnings down the entire east coast of Britain. Strong icy winds are also set to make conditions feel even colder. Lydia O'Kane spoke to John Hammond, forecaster at the UK Met Office.
Well, here at the Met Office in the UK, we're going to be continuing to provide the very latest forecast information to the public and the emergency responders, of course, around the country to make sure that they can sort of deal with the cold weather and the implications that may or may not bring. And we're going to see some spells of snow through some parts of the country through today and indeed through tomorrow as well. There could be some more snow. But I think the very heaviest snow for the time being looks like it's moved away for the time being. Some parts of northeast England and eastern Scotland have had some very high totals of snow with between 30 and 40 centimetres in some places. In fact, one or two spots have had even more than that.
Does it look as if it's going to be a pretty bad winter?
Well, just because we've got this cold spell at the moment, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be cold for the winter itself. In fact, though temperatures through the much of the working week this week are going to stay close to or around freezing during the day for UK locations, certainly. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to see those temperatures lasting all winter, of course, and indeed, once we get towards the weekend, there's a hint that we could see something about maybe a bit more less cold actually coming into southern parts of the UK and indeed generally through next week, perhaps less cold, though still temperatures not very high, but just not the very cold weather we've got at the moment.